The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
My name is Bridget, and I'm calling from Santa Fe, New Mexico. I am so excited to be calling, and I've been wanting to for a while now, but I finally worked up my nerve. I've been listening for probably a year and a half, and I love you guys and love your show. But, so like I said, I live in New Mexico now, but I lived in Colorado for many years before I moved here. And this story takes place in Colorado two summers ago, when I was visiting from New Mexico. I'd already lived here, but had gone back to visit for the 4th of July. And I had rented a condo and was meeting some friends from Colorado who were gonna come up, and then my girlfriend from Chicago, who was meeting me along with her little 2-year-old daughter. So I had rented a condo in Steamboat Springs really last minute and didn't think that I was going to be able to find anything. And really, the only condo that was available was this one. Everything else was booked. It was super last minute. And this condo was really, really cheap, which I found strange. But I thought, wow, I've really just hit the jackpot. It's my lucky day. Perfect. So me and my girlfriend from Chicago and her daughter, her 2-year-old daughter, arrive in Steamboat, and the first night we were there, it was just the three of us sleeping, and then other friends were meeting us later. So anyway, that first night, we're getting ready, and really quickly, I want to describe how the condo was set up. It was a one-bedroom condo, but with another loft sleeping area. So there was a nice open living room with all windows overlooking the mountains, a little kitchen, hardwood floors, and then a little staircase leading up to a lofted sleeping area. And from the sleeping area, you could look down and look into the living room. So really, really high ceilings. So anyway, that first night we're getting ready. I was in the bathroom with the door open, just like doing my hair or whatever. My friend and her daughter were in their bedroom doing something with their door open. We're all getting ready. Out of nowhere, the bedroom door slams shut at full force, as loud as can be, and just out of nowhere, just slams and really startled us. I mean, it was quiet and then boom. So that was weird. But, you know, we're not thinking paranormal. We're not thinking anything. Really, just there had been windows open. Maybe it could have been a breeze. So we just, I mean, it was really startling. But, okay, we opened it back up and sort of said, well, that was weird, and kind of closed some windows and finished getting ready and left. So we get back that night. It wasn't too late. So the little two-year-old girl was still, you know, up, and she's walking with no problem. You know, she's two, so she's running around the condo. And like I said, there were hardwood floors, some rugs here and there, but she's running around and really, you know, she's two, but she's not struggling to walk. It's not like she just learned to walk. She's very, you know, good on her feet, no issues there. But this one part of, so the kitchen had an island. At the edge of the island, there was this area. Every time she walked or ran by it, she would slip and she would fall. And her mother, my girlfriend, was getting a little concerned because she didn't want her to get hurt. So finally, after seeing her slip and fall like three or four different times, we went over and really examined that part of the floor. And we found that it was really like that part of the hardwood floor in particular was really shiny and like slippery. It looked like it had been like buffed, just that part of the floor, like super slippery, and the rest was just duller. So, well, we thought that was weird. But again, okay, like just, you know, we told her to just be careful when you're walking in that part of, or you're running in that part of the hardwood floor. So, fast forward to the next night, or the next day, a friend of mine comes up from, another part of Colorado, meets us at the condo. And, you know, we didn't tell her anything about the condo because there was nothing to tell at that point. Everything was fine. We're having a great time. It's 4th of July weekend. So anyway, that night, I go up to sleep in my loft area. Our friend who had come in from Golden, Colorado, sleeps down in the living area. There's a couch, a nice big couch in the living room. And again, my friend and her daughter go to sleep in their bedroom. So I, and remember that the lofted sleeping area is like open air to the living room. You know, I can look down and see my friend down there sleeping on the couch. So I'm lying in bed. And, I had finally drifted off to sleep. Maybe I'd been asleep for, I don't know, a half an hour. I mean, I was asleep. And you know when you're sleeping and it's pitch black, but then someone turns a light on in the room? Or, you know, if you're, I guess, I don't know, I hadn't been asleep. I was not in that dead of a sleep where I wouldn't have noticed a light being turned on. So anyway, maybe I was asleep for like 20 minutes or something. But I can see behind my eyelids that the brightest light has just been turned on or has just come into the room. And the thing that came into my head was I thought the sun has risen already, because again, the living room, like I said, is all windows with no shades. And so if the sun rises in the morning, you would see it. And so I just could not believe that the sun had already risen. But I opened my eyes and saw that the huge dome light, again, these are huge high ceilings, the huge dome light that illuminated the entire living room and, of course, the lofted sleeping area had been turned on. And I thought, God, that is so annoying that my friend downstairs, you know, if she was getting up to go to the bathroom or something, like, why would she turn on that huge light? It is so bright. It was just so like startling that my first thought was annoyance. So I looked over the railing down at her and I said, did you turn on the light, and she was still in bed. So she had not, you know, gotten up. She was still lying on the couch. Clearly, she had never gotten up to go turn on the light switch. So she said, no, that just turned on by itself. And it was a weird feeling. But again, we just sort of said, okay, well, let's turn it off and go back to bed. But at that point, I was starting to feel weird. You know, now the door had slammed shut, the light had turned itself on. I don't know, there was something about the part of the floor that was slippery. Even that felt a little weird. Now everything was starting to feel weird. But anyway, went back to sleep, woke up the next morning, went downstairs and sort of sat on the couch with my friend. And we sort of said, God, that was really crazy last night, how that huge dome light turned on. And we were looking at the light switch. And it just wasn't the sort of switch where it could have done it on its own. Like someone would have had to gone over and flipped the switch. So it just felt really weird. And she said, you know, it was really strange because all through the night, I heard this sound. And again, she was down on the couch, me being up in the loft, I hadn't heard any sound, but where she was, she said, all night long on the floor around where she was sleeping, she heard the sound like someone was like sanding the floor. Like she did a movement with her hand to show like around, like a circle, like a buffing, like a shoo, 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 that sort of thing. She said, it sounded like someone was like on the floor, like buffing the hardwood floor. And so now I'm getting creeped out. And I said, where did you hear this? And she said, well, it felt like it was mostly over there. And she pointed to the spot at the end of the island where the little girl had been slipping and where the part of the floor that had been really shiny and slippery. She said, it was over there. Okay, so now this is getting weird because she's hearing a ghost you know, cleaning person buffing the floor in the exact spot that was really slippery. Okay, so we're getting a little creeped out. We're starting to kind of just pay more attention to this condo. We're kind of looking around more. One thing that we had noticed before that I forgot to mention, and this is just kind of strange, what these condos were, they were all owned by different people. They're like vacation rentals. So this condo was, in theory, owned by an actual family, and we were renting it out from them. And in that sort of situation, it wouldn't be uncommon to see pictures of the family in frames around the condo or like some of their belongings. Every picture around the condo that was in a frame that technically looked like it was the family, when you looked up close, it was clear that it was images of families that had just been cut out of a magazine. Like they were just like fake, real people, but like fake families, you know, which just felt weird. All these like smiling faces, you know, skiing shots and shots on the mountain and shots by the fire and stuff of these fake like families just felt a little creepy. So anyway, the next day, the cleaning crew comes in and I made a point to wait to see them because I now wanted to ask if anything weird had ever happened in this condo. So they come and I just kind of casually said, you know, we've been having a little bit of trouble sleeping and it's been a little, I don't know, it's just been like a little weird. Has anything ever, have you heard any stories? Has anything ever happened in this condo that you know of? And immediately, it was a guy and a girl, immediately they looked at each other and they kind of said, why do you ask? And we, the three of us kind of said, well, we've just been having some weird things. We had a light turn on by itself, even hearing noises, blah, blah, blah. So they said, well, actually, yes. They said that a few years ago, so the condo had been owned by a man and his wife. And a few years ago, they had been out skiing all day and the man hadn't felt very well. So he came back to the condo to lay on the couch and just take a nap. So the couch, I'm assuming, would be, you know, the same couch that was down in the living room where my friend had been sleeping. She said that the man had laid down to take a nap and had never woken up. He had died, maybe had a heart attack in his sleep or whatever happened. He had died on the couch in the condo. And so, you know, we all just sort of looked at each other and felt weird. And, Yeah, okay, so maybe that was him, and it still didn't make a whole lot of sense as far as the floor part of it, and like the buffing of the floor, and was there like a residual haunting that was just cleaning up, or so that part was weird, but anyway, that is the haunted condo that we kind of all laugh about and talk about, and it wasn't a bad feeling. It wasn't a creepy feeling, but it was the sense that something else was there. That was clear. And I'm pretty sensitive and I have other stories. So I will definitely call in again. Maybe I'll call in a few minutes and you can play, you know, play these if and when you choose to. Anyway, love your show. Thank you so much for taking the time. I apologize. This got really long. I tend to really ramble, but anyway, if you use it, that would be great. I'll call again and keep up the great work. Really, really enjoy the show. Thanks guys. Bye.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.